The last time I owned a motorcycle was 26 years ago, a chrome and candy red British twin that was described by a 1964 Hot Rod magazine as the fastest motorcycle we ever tested. I lived in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and the year was 1969. It was a BSA Lightning, and I got it slightly used for $1,400. I mistrusted the Lightning right from the start. Probably because of the yachting flag decals the previous owner had stuck all over the battery cowling. It seemed like something a frat guy might do. And it bothered me, too, that I had no idea what the flags meant. I bought the bike right after the love fest at Woodstock, just before an attempted reconciliation with my first wife. My daughter Sarah was 3 years old, my son Kyle was on the way, and I bought the bike in an attempt to hang on to the bit of freedom I found during our separation. The Lightning had a congenital oil leak. I went through two or three different oil pumps, but in the 9 months I owned it, I never managed to straighten the problem out. However, apart from the very disconcerting sensation of hot oil soaking your pant leg, it was a gorgeous machine. A shining, wonderfully throaty motorcycle that was frighteningly fast. True, the bike had problems, but then so did I. And I became terribly attached to it. In the way you can only get with things you know can't possibly last.